This episode is proudly sponsored by my amazing patrons. For the multi-tier, a heartfelt thank you to Ted and C, St. Peaches, Earl B, Christina N, Bunkers, Carlo C, and our newest multi-patron, Ian. In the Tao tier, I extend a massive appreciation to Vitan A, Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona, Luna, Diwatahan, Brizo, and our latest Tao patron, Undead. Thank you all so much for your unwavering support. It truly means a lot to me. To you, my dear listeners, if you would like to support the podcast, please visit patreon.com/tabitabipod. For as little as $2 or $6, you can enjoy early access to episodes, exclusive content, and more. Once again, that's patreon.com/tabitabipod. See you there. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi. Another week, another spooky episode. I hope you are all doing fine and safe. Thank you so much for making Tabitabi Podcast a part of your week. In today's episode, we are going to visit another university in the Philippines with some alleged hauntings. This university is known as Politeknikong Universidad ng Filipinas in Tagalog and Universidad Politecnica de Filipinas in Spanish. Today, we'll visit the Polytechnic University of the Philippines, also known as PUP. So settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. The Polytechnic University of the Philippines, or PUP, is a co-educational state university located in Manila. It was originally established as the Manila Business School, or MBS, on October 19, 1904, as part of Manila's public school system. Eventually, it gained status as a chartered state university in 1978 through Presidential Decree 1341. PUP boasts over 20 branches and campuses across Central Luzon, Southern Luzon, and Metro Manila, with a student population exceeding 70,000, making it the largest state university in the Philippines. The university's roots can be traced back to the Manila Business School, established by the civil government of the Philippines in 1904. Originally aimed at producing businessmen and businesswomen for both government service and private employment, the school evolved over the years. In 1908, due to an influx of students from various provinces, the institution's status was elevated, leading to its renaming as the Philippine School of Commerce. Subsequently, in 1933, it merged with the Philippine Normal School and the Philippine School of Arts and Trades. During the 12-year merger period, the Philippine School of Commerce was administered by the Philippine Normal School Superintendent, and its graduates were considered as such. In 1952, by virtue of Republic Act 778, the Philippine School of Commerce was transformed into the Philippine College of Commerce, with Superintendent Luis F. Reyes assuming the role of its president. Then, on April 1, 1978, through Presidential Decree 1341, the institution attained university status and was renamed the Polytechnic University of the Philippines, further solidifying its position as a leading educational institution in the country. The university's main campus, named after Apolinario Mabini, encompasses 10.71 hectares and houses the core cluster of academic buildings and services. Other campuses, such as the PUP-NDC Compound Campus and the PUP-MH Del Pilar Campus, cater to specific academic disciplines and offer residential facilities for students and faculty. Moreover, the PUP Rizal Campus, which served as the main campus from 1947 to 1968, remains a significant part of the university's history, having housed the PUP Technoprenurial School, known as the Institute of Technology. Currently, PUP operates 22 branches and satellite campuses nationwide, with 10 of them receiving funding from the local government units. These campuses are overseen by directors who report to the Vice President for Branches and Satellite Campuses based at the Mabini campus. Now, despite the university's esteemed reputation and academic standing, there are eerie tales that linger within the walls of its buildings. Fortunately, our intern Yana managed to find some spooky stories that occurred in PUP. These stories were sourced from Scream PH YouTube channel and the Campus Ghost Stories page on Facebook. First story happened in the PUP main building. This incident occurred on the third floor north wing of the PUP main building during my second year. After a late afternoon class, my friend and I decided to grab a bite at the north canteen. As we chatted, we lost track of time and ended up being the last ones to head back upstairs. The corridor was dimly lit, with only our classroom illuminated at the end. While walking, we passed dark classrooms with no one inside. Upon reaching the third room, I noticed a man in white sitting alone in the first row, bowing down. My friend also stopped, sensing something is off. She didn't see the man but got spooked by my fixed gaze into the room. I never encountered the man again, but the incident left a lasting impression. This second story happened in the newsroom and was experienced by the sender named I Am Groot. During senior year, my boyfriend and I, both campus journalists, were gearing up for the RSSPC. The newsroom was serious, so we avoided public displays of affection. 2 days before the RSSPC, while brainstorming cartoon ideas, my phone rang. It was his number calling me on my phone, which was impossible. Only we were there, and our phones were untouched. We argued about it, unsure if it was a prank or a creepy newsroom story. The next day, I went to the newsroom first, wanting some solitude. Through the glass window on the door, I saw someone inside. It was our trainer, who arrived unusually early. I knocked on the door, but she took a long time to open it. Eventually, our editor-in-chief arrived with keys. We entered the newsroom, but found no one there. I was certain someone was inside. Our training was sitting at her desk, arms folded. I could only see a part of her body, but I recognized her. She even wore the same uniform as yesterday. And then it dawned on me. Wait, she was wearing yesterday's uniform? This third story happened in PUP Institute of Technology. On June 20, 2014, while getting ready with my friend for our PE class at PUP College of Technology, now PUP Institute of Technology, something strange happened. The restroom, located on the second floor, had 3 cubicles. I chose the farthest one to change. I asked my friend to keep watch outside, and as I was dressing, my friend suddenly looked shocked and hurriedly pulled me out of the restroom. She claimed to have seen someone else's feet in the cubicle where I was changing. It startled me because I knew she was telling the truth. She had shared her ability to see things before. Since then, I've avoided using that particular cubicle. This fourth story came from the Pinoy Horror Stories blogspot.com. She was once there, and she never left. According to one housekeeper of PUP Jasmine Hostel, reluctant to tell the exact room number of the so-called haunted room. Residents of the hostel reveal that every time they passed by the corridor during late afternoon and early in the morning, they could hear murmurs and cries coming from the haunted room. Stories say that a female nursing board examinee committed suicide inside the room. Many have had experiences seeing her walking in her nursing uniform in the middle of the night or appearing in bathroom mirrors with blood on her face. She also loves to knock on the door, and if one opens, you would find no one but sense an eerie feeling. Residents believe that once you open the door, she would come in the room. So, they highly advise you not to open the door when someone knocks. And this last story came from the comments section of the Scream PH YouTube channel. In room 12 of PUP, it was past 8 p.m. and there were still a class going on. The professor decided to have some extra lessons to avoid falling behind. One student had dozed off and his seatmate nudged him awake to avoid getting in trouble. When he opened his eyes, he saw a small figure peering out from behind his professor's desk. At first, he thought it was just a trick of the light, but the figure remained there, staring. He whispered to his seatmate, who nonchalantly said it was probably nothing and that they'd be leaving soon anyway. But he couldn't shake the feeling of unease. As he continued to watch, the small figure made eye contact with him, its black eyes and lips forming a chilling grin. He asked his seatmate if he could see the figure behind the desk, but his seatmate saw nothing. When he looked back, the figure was waving at him, as if taunting him, before disappearing behind the desk once more. Thinking it was gone, the student felt a tap on his hand from under the seat. Assuming it was a mosquito, he swatted it away. But then, a hand grabbed his. Startled, he looked under his seat to find the small figure lying there. The student stood up abruptly, causing all eyes in the room to turn towards him. Their professor, with a knowing look, declared that it was time to go home. As he left the room, the student couldn't shake off the feeling of dread, wondering what he had just encountered in room 12 of PUP. And that is it for today's very short Spooky Saturday. Some spooky stories from the walls of PUP. So the next time you're strolling through your university grounds, keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. Who knows, you might just catch a glimpse of something out of the ordinary. Thank you, and I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's stories. They are very short because as much as I would love to share more of these spooky stories, there are only a few ones that are somehow legitimately scary, at least. And thank you very much to Yana for searching these stories for us for this episode. So thank you. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. But thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you do, if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, and for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give me a tip on GCash. Info will be listed in the description. Once again, thank you so very much to my patrons for your support, and to you, my dear listeners, thank you so very much for making Tabi Tabi Podcast a part of your week. This has been Ethan, and thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time when we explore more haunted universities in the Philippines. Bye!